Where are the folks besides the country clubs, right? Typically, the country club is where most folks hang out with some capital. Let me put it this way. Do you go to country clubs, or how do you find folks with investable capital, maybe untapped retirement money, which is sitting in stocks now, and most people don't know that they can move it to a self-directed custodian and lend the money out, or it is just taxable money? So what are the best places in a average town America, anyone who wants to raise capital for whatever real estate deals they have?
Sure. So as you said, I go into detail on the book, but here they are. There's three, in my experience, there's three categories of what I call people. There's three categories of private lenders as to where you find them. The first category is what I call your own warm market, your own center of influence, people that are in your cell phone, your email, your Facebook friends. And I don't mean your fake Facebook friends, but your actual people, you know, your
call them friends and family. Let's just call them real friends and family.
Exactly. The second category of where private lenders are is what I call your expanded warm market. A lot of times I'll have students say to me, Mike, they'll say, Jay, all my people are broke. My family, my friends, they ain't got no money. Well, first of all, I don't believe them. But anyway, I think they've got a fear of they don't know how to approach the people and put on their teacher hat. But the expanded warm market, I say, go to where the money is. In other words, I say the more money you waller in, the more money sticks to you. So what's your expanded warm market? Well, first of all, your local community. Getting involved in your local community, all the different social networking civic groups, such as Rotary Clubs, Chamber of Commerce, your local church or churches. So how can you expand your own network that you have? The third category of private lenders are existing private lenders, people that are individuals that are already loaning money out to real estate investors. And I'm not talking institutional money, but just individuals. Well, when I first started attracting private money back in 2009, one thing I did was I hired my real estate attorney's paralegal to search the public records looking for deeds of trust or mortgages where individuals were loaning money out secured by real estate. Well, that plan didn't work too good. In 90 days in this small area, we found one person. I said, there's got to be a better and easier way. So actually, we developed the private lender data feed, which is software that my company has and my students have access to that goes out every month. And we get every new private lender loan from public records. And we can go into the software and search by zip code, who these private lenders are, got their contact information, and et cetera. Another place to find existing private lenders are your local, not necessarily local, but your self-directed IRA companies. They have networking events. And now since we're on this side of COVID, they have in-person networking events. Well, the companies that I'm associated with, Mike, and that I know very, very well, about 70% of those account holders at self-directed IRA companies are loaning money out, or they are looking to loan money out on real estate, secured by real estate to real estate investors. So those networking groups, and of course they're doing them now on Zoom and virtual as well, is a great place to network and to make contacts with people that have money that are looking to loan it out.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I appreciate you jumping into a little bit of depth. Self-directed IRA custodians do have phenomenal sort of universe of investors with capital. You obviously need to spend time to network with them and build a relationship. So at the end of the day, I don't know who would loan you any money out before they get to know, like, and trust you. And you are a very likable guy. From that perspective, you should have fairly easy. Well, you have fairly easy time getting people to know, like, and trust you. And that's a step number one. And I agree with you. It's your close family, you're a little bit of the extended family, and then obviously the professional sources.